Hello?
Hi, this is Courtney, your intake specialist. The call was dropped.
I know, I'm sorry.
Okay, so this is your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, for some reason, it's not you, it's the intake, the transfer agent. They always do that. That's why I always try to get the number right away. Okay, so my name is Courtney, and I will be your intake specialist moving forward. So you can save this phone number. I just have to ask you a couple questions to get through the intake. You did want to see the, well, of course, this is on a recorded line, just so that you know again. You wanted to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
And then you didn't have an attorney at this time, correct?
No.
Okay, so you are willing to confirm you haven't signed anything with any other law firm regarding this matter.
Yes.
And you did use the hair chemical straighteners, relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And then were you diagnosed with endometrial cancer, uterine cancer, or ovarian?
With ovarian, ma'am.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. How are you doing today with everything?
I'm doing better.
Doing better? Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm sorry that you had to go through that. Do you know your ovarian subtype of cancer that you had?
Serous ovarian cancer. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce it. It's serous.
Yeah, there's a couple of different ones. So wait, was it like, so there's endometrin, I know I see them all wrong. Gryloceous cell tumor, steroid cell tumor. Mm-hmm. Do you know how to spell it?
It was the serous, it's S-E-R-O-U-S. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it.
Is it S-E-R-T-O-L-I, cell tumor?
No, it says S-E-R-O-U-S, ovarian cancer.
Okay, let me see. I don't know which one I have to put for that. So, okay, that's okay. Okay, you are filing the claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yeah.
And then when were you diagnosed with your cancer?
It was November 8th, 2023.
November 8th, 2023. Okay. And then at what age were you diagnosed?
I think I was about like 32 at the time.
Are you 33 now?
No, I'm like 40. This happened like 10 years ago.
Oh, you said so 2013, not 23?
Yes.
Okay.
I was like about 32 years old.
Okay, so your diagnosis date was 11. Hold on. 11/8/2013.
No, 2023.
So this was you were diagnosed a year ago. Oh, I'm so sorry. A year ago. So that means that what's your age now? I'm sorry.
Ma'am, I am
44. So you were 43. Yeah. It's asking you, like, what year was the diagnosis. So it was a year ago, so you were 43 at the time. Sorry, I didn't mean to confuse you.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm glad that we just cleared that up, because that would have caused some hiccups on your file. Okay, so 11/8/2023, and at the age of 43. Who was your diagnosing doctor?
His name was Dr. Gregory Kliss. Which is Kate, his last name is K-L-I-S.
Okay. And where is he located?
He's located at Mercy Hospital downtown.
And is that in St. Louis, or where is that located?
Oh, no. No, it's Bakersfield, California. It's the address.
Okay. I just was wondering, yeah, because I was like, hey, there's so many. I'm located in California, too. Okay. No, I found him.
Okay.
Okay, and then bear with me really quick. I just got to get this information really quick. Was he your treating doctor as well, or was he just the diagnosing doctor?
Yes. He was both?
Okay. And then Yeah. So this is the perfect time for you to file too, because there's a statute of limitation in California, which is 2 years. Okay. You did not live currently in Kentucky, Louisiana, Tennessee. You did use hair relaxer for more than 4 times in a single year prior to your diagnosis with cancer, correct?
Yes.
How, on average, how many times a year were you using the hair relaxer?
I would say like about maybe like 3 to 4 times a month.
Okay, you're using it like three to four. What would you say, 3 times or 4 times?
I would say probably maybe like 4 times a month.
Okay, so you're using it like once a week?
Yes.
Okay. So, it's 48 times 12. Hold on 1 second. Okay, let's say about 52 times a year. Let's just keep it. Okay, and then what was the name of the facility that you were treated at? Where did you see him at?
Mercy Hospital.
Also. Mercy Hospital? Okay, in Bakersfield? All right.
Yes.
All right. Is it Dignity Health, the one on Trunkston Avenue or Old River Road?
No, it's the 2215 Trunkston Avenue. Bakersfield.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. Perfect. The one downtown. That's a big hospital. Pretty. Okay, let's see. And then you are a citizen and resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have any friends or family members or anyone else that... Oh, oops. That used hair relaxer that were diagnosed with cancer that need help filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
11/19/1980.
All right. And then, so how old were you when you first started using hair relaxer?
I was about like 30, I would say like 32, maybe going on 33.
Okay. How about this? When did you think you started using hair relaxer to the best of your knowledge, like month, day, and year?
Well, I started using it May 17th, 2023. I'm sorry, 2013.
So May 17th. 2013. When did you stop using it?
October 10th, 2023.
I just want to say thank you for knowing those dates, because it's a lot of people don't know them, and it's really to the best of your knowledge.
Yeah.
You're not going to be like, oh no, you didn't, but they just want an idea, and thank you for providing that, because it's usually really, that's like the hardest part. This is in the state of California, correct, all of this?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so let's say 2024. Yeah, you were about 11 when you started using it. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then how often, you said monthly, or no, you're doing it weekly. And then how many consecutive years that would be, how old are you now? 44?
Yes, ma'am.
So 33 consecutive years. Did you ever take a break from using the hair relaxer, or did you continuously use it?
Continuously used it.
Okay. Did you ever use your hair treatment were you doing hair treatments at home, salon, or both?
Home, salon.
Home, salon? Okay. And then where were you when you were doing it at home, where were you purchasing your product from?
I used to get it from like a beauty store. It was called Sally's.
Sally's Beauty Supply, yeah. Yeah, I know Sally's Beauty Supply. I go there, Supply.
Yeah.
And that was in like just in Bakersfield. I'm just gonna.
Yeah.
And then where were you getting it done? Like, was what was the name of the salon?
It was like a salon that I used to go to, but I don't even think they're there anymore.
It's okay. Okay, so wait, really quick, was the Sally's Beautiful, or Sally's Beautiful, Sally's the one on White Lane? Was it on, what's this one on? No, that's an Ulta. Roseland Drive, White Lane, Gosford Road, Fashion Place.
No, it's on White Lane.
White Lane was the one you went to? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, do you know the name of the salon, even if it's not in business anymore? Or do
It
you
was
know the
called,
name of the person that did your hair?
no, I don't remember the person, but I know that it was Who's Bad.
What was it called?
It was called Who's Bad.
Who's Bad? Okay. All right. And then, are you currently using hair relaxer products?
No.
Who's Bad Salon? Yeah, I found it. It was on Chester Avenue.
Yes.
Okay, and then did you have any empty receipts or bottles or anything like that at home? Do you still have any of the
No.
empty products? Okay. Just, sometimes that can help your case. Always make sure to tell people. If you ever find them, just hold on to them. It does help your case. Okay, you're currently not using them. You do not have any bottles. Now, what were the name of the products you were using? Were you using like Dark and Lovely, Motions, Organic Root Stimulator, Soft and Beautiful, Just For Me, Gentoo Shea Butter, L'Oreal, Revlon?
It was just a L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
L'Oreal, okay. And then, did your cancer diagnosis happen two or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a minimum of a year?
I'd
That's
say it
correct.
happened.
Yes.
It happened like the diagnosis was November 8th, 2023.
Yeah, but you obviously were using the product for more than 2 years prior to your diagnosis for a year. So, because
Yeah,
you
I
started
just
using it when you were 11, yeah.
yeah.
And you said you never stopped using the product. You continuously used it, correct?
Yes.
When did you first become aware that the hair relaxer, that there was a link between the hair relaxer and the product? Was that like on your diagnosis date?
Yes.
Okay, so 11, 8, what was it, 11, 8?
2023.
Okay. So the 8th of 11, or November 8th, 2023 is when you first became had a connection. What type of treatment did you receive? Did you have to undergo surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, pain management?
It was like chemotherapy and the
Did you have to have like any type of hysterectomy or anything like that?
yeah, it was like the surgery also, yeah.
Okay, did you have a full hysterectomy?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay,
You had to
thanks.
go through that. Do you have kids?
Yeah. No, I don't have any.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. I have none.
Well, just God has another plan for you. So just think like that. That's all you have to think.
Yeah.
And then pain management. Yeah, my sympathy goes out to you. You're very young.
Yeah. But I just pray on it.
Yeah.
Because I'll say a lot about it.
What was your treatment date? Do you know when you started? I know you said you got your diagnosis on the 8th. Did they start, like, what was your surgery date? I guess you'd say they probably started that first, or
Excuse me, what did you say?
when did you start treatment?
The treatment, it was on November 19th, 2023.
Okay, so right away. All right, and then we had the same, your same doctor was your diagnosing doctor, Dr. Gregory Kills. And then that was at Mercy Hospital, Mercy Medical. Okay. Let's get this really quick. All right, hold on. We're almost done here. I'm just getting some more information. Okay. Were you ever having pre-existing conditions like diabetes, obesity, or cancer?
Just the ovarian cancer, the serous ovarian cancer. That was just it.
Okay, so none. Okay, can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And then what is your marital status? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. And then what is your ethnicity? Are you Black, White, Native American, other, or unsure?
Black.
Okay. And what is your current height and weight?
I weigh like 135, and I think I'm 5'even".
5 foot. Okay. And then your first name, you're going to have to spell it for me because it dropped.
It's M-A-R-V, is in Victor, A-L-Y-N.
So it's M-A-R-V-A-L-Y-N.
Yes.
Okay. And then how do you spell your last name?
L-E-E.
Lee. Oh, that's easy. Marvelyn Lee. Marvel.
Yes.
Am I saying it right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty. And then you don't have a suffix in your name, obviously, correct? You're not like a junior or senior?
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, I have to ask that question. I know it's kind of silly when I have to ask a lady. Okay, and then what are you currently working, or do you have a profession, or what are you currently doing for work?
No, I'm not working right now.
You're unemployed, okay. Due to everything you've had to go through and
yeah,
cancer and stuff, yeah, understandable.
Yeah.
You've had a long year. I mean, you should be proud of yourself. You're here now. Can you go ahead and do you have health insurance coverage at this time or no?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your provider's name?
It's I think it's through Kaiser.
Kaiser?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Not
All
sure.
Right. That's fine. If you need to change it when you speak to the attorneys, you can. It's not really necessary. They just ask. So I'm going to change this phone number because this is not the right phone number that they gave me.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? What do you prefer?
It could be any time.
Morning, evening, afternoon. You don't care?
No, I don't care. It's fine.
Hold on 1 second, Mike. Six, six, 1-371-9930. Okay. And this is your cell phone. Did you have an email that you have access to?
Yes. It's the one that I gave you earlier, which is my first and last. At number9@gmail.com.
Okay. So Marvelyn Lee 9@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. And then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
546. Did you hear me?
Yeah, 546.
Oh, 65-8607.
8607, correct?
Yes.
546-65-8607. Okay. And then what is your current mailing address?
5501 North Road, N-O-R-R-I-S, Road.
Wait, it's North.
N-O-R-R-I-S.
Oh, Bakersfield, California, I found it. Norris Road.
Apartment 66.
All right. So 5501 Norris Road, apartment 66, Bakersfield, California, Kern County, California, 93308.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming the apartment number. Okay. And then you did have medical records, correct? and you could provide them if needed, either both electronically or through the mail?
They're at the hospital.
So yeah. Okay, but you do, and then you do have documents to support your date of diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
Okay. They do request an emergency contact number, Ms. Lee, just in case something happens to you. It's just to make sure that there's no hiccups in your case and make sure they can continue the case for you and your loved ones. You can either put someone that lives with you or that doesn't. It's up to you. Did you have someone you could put?
Yes.
Okay. And who is that going to be?
It's my boyfriend.
What's his name?
Brian. It's Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
And his last name is Suell, Suell.
Suell?
Yeah.
And then what's his phone number?
It's 661-379-3751.
Oh, it's the other number you called me from.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, and then... Was there any additional notes that you would like me to add into the case to help support it, like anything that you think is would help support the case? Is there anything else, like medical notes or anything like that you want me to put at this
no.
time? Okay. So just to summarize what we're going to go ahead and do, I just want to go over this really quick with you. Ms. Lee, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using chemical straighteners in the last 20 years. You did not have an attorney at this time. Your diagnosis date was 11/8/2023 at the age of 43. Dr. Gregory Killis is your diagnosing and treating doctor. He's located in Bakersfield as well. On average, you used a hair relaxer 52 times a year. You were diagnosed with cancer at Dignity Health Mercy Hospital in Bakersfield, California. And you are a citizen and resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Does that all sound correct to you?
Yes.
Okay. Your date of birth was 11/19/1980?
Yes.
Okay. And approximately started using hair relaxer 5/17/2013 to 10/10/2023.
Yes.
Okay, so it's only 10 years. I don't know why I put 11 years. 10 years. Okay. You're using it weekly. And how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products? Oh, no, you were 11 when you started using it. You used it for approximately 33 years. Okay. And then you did it at Salon and both. We have Who's Bad Salon and Sally's Beauty Supply using L'Oreal Dark and Lovely. Okay. And you did have a complete hysterectomy, radiation, chemotherapy, target therapy, and pain management. You started treatment on 11/19/2023, correct?
Yes.
All right. And then Mrs. Lee. Okay, everything looks correct. Let me see if it. Okay, it did let me do it. I thought I would have to put your subtype, but it didn't make me put the subtype in. Of the cancer, because there is a lot of different ones and there are hard to pronounce. So what the system's doing now is it's going to generate some documents for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. And then while you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and send you the law firm's information so that you have it and you know whose number to look out for. Have you ever used a DocuSign agreement before?
Yes. And,
okay.
I'm with the numbers calling, I'm just going to go ahead and try to take the block off so everybody could get through. I'm going to try to do that as soon as possible.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
So just as long as you save my number and then I'll give you the attorney's number, as long as you save them, I think that should be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you the direct attorney's phone number so you'll know, like, what numbers. They're going to call you from a certain number.
Okay.
Okay, so I went ahead and text you the agreement. Have you ever used DocuSign before?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to want to go ahead and basically just adopt and sign a signature. Open the prompt, press start, accept, start, adopt and sign a signature, and then tap the fields it's asking you to do to complete the document and press finish. And then if you need to put me on speakerphone and walk you through it, you can go ahead and do so. And then just let me know once you press finish.
Okay. So just press start?
Yeah, press start.
Okay. 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 We got to go to next, I think, because I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. After I sign, just go to next, right?
You know, it says, like, there's a little box you have to check, I think, to adopt and sign the signature, and then press next.
Okay. So I did the sign there, so press next. Okay, and then go to the next, press the box. Okay.
Yeah, and then the little boxes, every little yellow box you see, I think there's, like, two or three. You just press, click those and then press finish.
Okay. Okay.
Every law firm has different agreements, so I never know how many boxes it's going to make you click.
Yeah. Okay, let me go back and make sure.
Yeah, if you miss one, it'll, like, scroll you back up to the top.
Okay. Okay, say finished.
Okay, so, yeah, once you press finish, you can download them directly right then, but once you press finish, regardless, it'll send an agreement to your email for your records, okay?
Okay.
So of everything we just...
If so, you're done signing, so just press continue?
Yeah, press continue.
Okay.
And then it'll email you a PDF file,
okay.
and you can download it as well. Yeah, it'll the DocuSign agreement gets automatically sent to you.
Okay.
That's the best thing about DocuSign. So basically, just before we wrap up the call, I just want to emphasize, save this phone number because this is my direct line, and
okay,
we're on the same time zone. I'm just located in Orange County. I'm not too far from you. So if you have any questions regarding the case.
Okay, so I want to read it back. Your number is area code 9554?
It's 949.
Okay, 949. Okay, so let me write that down. The area
it's,
code
yeah,
is
949.
Uh-huh.
386-19-50. And my first name is Courtney.
Courtney. Is it a K or?
It's with a C. It's Courtney.
Okay.
And then my last name is actually K, K-A-Y. So it makes it kind of easier. People always ask me that. Yeah. So so you have my number. I mean, if you have any time, you can't get a hold of the attorneys, or if you want to get some updates with the case or what's going on,
mm-hmm.
I can always transfer you or see what's going on with your file. Again, you know, this is going to be a legal contract between you and the firm. It's really important that you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they may represent you. And then again, just, you know, remember, like, you know, this is your case. We can only help you if you're responsive when they reach out to you. So if you miss their call, call them back, you know, so forth. Make sure you're staying in contact with them. And then also, you know, like any documents like you can obtain or that you have at home that can help support the case, you want to go ahead and, you know, let the attorneys know you have them. And then again, like, did you have any questions regarding anything?
No, that's it for now. I got your number here.
Okay, hold on. While you're on the phone with me, I want to make sure you get this really quick. Wait, where are my messages? I'm going to text you the law firm really quick because they have I was about to text you and then the call dropped.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you didn't get my – okay, hold on. Did you get my text? 661-371-9930. The call dropped and I was like, hopefully she answers. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is my contact information for the hair relaxer.
Okay.
Okay, well, hold on one second. There we go. Okay. And then there's like my email to my direct line. And then the law firm that you've been assigned to. So the law firm you've been assigned to is actually the law firm of Robin Law with co-counsel Pulaski. So if someone calls you and says, oh, this is Robin Law, that's who you want to talk to. But if someone calls you and says, oh, this is the law firm of Pulaski, it's the same law firm. They're co-counsel, so they work together. So you're not confused.
Robin Law.
Yeah, either Robin Law or Pulaski Law or co-counsel. They might say it like that. Or they might just say, you know, this is the law offices of Robin Law. I've just had clients in the past call. They're like, that's not – because it usually is Pulaski Law, but for some reason they have this co-counsel now, so I just don't want you to be confused on who reaches out to you.
Okay.
They're going to call you from a 909 phone number. In the text message I just sent you, the second one, it shows that first number, 909-906-3862. The very first number is the number they should call you from.
Okay, yeah, I see everything here.
Yeah, and then their website's on there. You can look, you know, look up their credentials and so forth. Yeah, so then just so that you have that, and then I have your number directly saved, Miss Lee, so you are all set. You know, my heart goes out to you and everything that you've been through, and I really hope that you get the compensation that you deserve.
Okay. Thank you, and I appreciate everything.
Yeah, and if they don't, they probably won't call you, maybe if they do the earliest Friday, but if they don't call you sometime by like next week, or the following would be Christmas. Within a week and a half, contact me and say, and I can find out what's going on. Because they're pretty quick, so I don't want you to, something to happen, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, of course.
Got everything down.
Okay, all right, Mrs. Lee, you have a happy holidays, and I wish you nothing but the best of luck. Take care.
You too, and thank you for everything.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.